discharge, you can come with me.
Finally, know the partnership fee, is it worth $10? If I would charge you, more people would come. Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to learn with you Aleinu today. You just said Aleinu. Were you mechavan in Aleinu? Maybe yes, maybe not. But at least in Rosh Hashanah, you should be mechavan. Aleinu is an unbelievable tefillah. It's made by Chazal for Malchias, except it was lifted for the daily davening, three times a day. It was lifted by the Goinim. They enacted we should say it every day after davening. Three times a day. Some say two times a day. So, let me touch you, Aleinu. Aleinu is an unbelievable tefillah. Aleinu, you're going to give me $10 when I finish. Aleinu l'shabeach Adonai HaKol. Yeah? What's the difference between Adonai HaKol and Yetzer Bereshis? There are no synonyms in Torah, you know, tefillah. Every word has a different meaning and a special reason for it. What's Adonai HaKol? Ben Shalom did two things in the Bria. First of all, he created the world. Put the world, Yesh Me'ayin. Secondly, he created it for a purpose, that it should reach a goal. Adonai HaKol is the one who created everything. Adonai is the one who created the world. Yetzer is the form, the one who created Bereshis. He started Bereshis for that should reach a tachlis. Yetzer is a lotion of idea. Yetzer is a tzure. It means you created something with a form. The form here is the plan of the world. You created a plan for the world. You have it's a Bereshis which has an achris. It has a goal to it. What is that goal? Mankind should recognize as a Borei Olam, as we'll say in the second paragraph. That's the tachlis. So we thank Hashem for creating the world and also for creating the world with a purpose, with a goal. And one is called the Shabeach and one is called Osis Gedula. The Shabeach, you praise for the good that you got. It's Adonai HaKol. Gedula, you're trying to say he's the great. He is the greatest means there's no other reason, there's no other purpose in the world besides the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for. That's Gedula. It's the Gedula, it's the purpose for everything. We thank you not only for the pleasure that we have as the Shabeach, thank you for the world that you created, but also when this world is created, we should come to recognize you. So therefore, we want to give you a Gedula. Gedula means we want to recognize that you are great. Because the Yetzer Bereshis is there that mankind should recognize as a Borei Olam. So we should give you Gedula. Gedula means that recognition of your greatness. You understand? Shabeach is just for the pleasure that you get, the creation. Gedula is the purpose of the world is to recognize the Borei Olam. We want to give you Gedula. We want to carry out that purpose of life by giving you Gedula, by recognizing that you're greater than anything else. Now, the Jews have two milas. First of all, they have a different tchuna. The Jews are made of a different material. They're not like the word goy, when it's used for a goy, is always the culture of a goy. That's the lashon of goy. Am, or mishpacha, is used for the family, the people, but not their culture. Goya Rotzas means we have a different culture than the Goya. We're created differently. The Gemara says that Klal Yisrael are born by Shonim, Rachmonim, Gemim, Chasodim. We have Bushe, we have Bali Chesed, right? And we're Gemim Chasodim. We love to give favors. We love to help people. There's no Am in the world that gives as much stock as the Jews, even for secular Jews. Right? So, you didn't make us like Goyi Arotzes. They were made up of a different material. Our material is Baishonim, Goyim Chasodim, Achmonim. We have a different material than other people. There's some sefer, there's a shaila about a child. That they should put a child into it was a retarded child. The child didn't, it was a shaita. They wanted to put him into a moisod institution where they serve treif. They ask him if they're allowed to do it. So the Sam Sefer says, no, he might be able to be cured. And by giving him treif, he won't be able to be cured, because treif is the tamt of the lev, it ruins your seichel. So he might not be able to be cured if he goes into a goyish and eats treif. In other words, the food that we eat, the bodies that we have, a goy doesn't get affected by eating treif. A Jew gets affected by eating treif. We have a different body, a different goof completely. We weren't made with the culture of a goy. We have different tchunis in our system. Now, the difference between osonu and somonu. Somonu means our purpose. Right? Loya sonu, he didn't make us. It means that the material we're made of is not like goyim. But he didn't give us a purpose like Mishpo Yis HaDomo. He gave us a different purpose than Mishpo Yis HaDomo. How is that? Shloy som, chalkenu kohem. Our chelik is not like the chelik of goyim. The Gemara says that Umas HaOlam, all the goyim, have angels that direct their lives. The Baruch Shalom doesn't deal with them directly. He deals with them through angels, through malachim. So, our chelik, the Moshe says, "Shecholak Hashem lohem." The Baruch Shalom was mechalik all the shivim mumas, different angels, different malachim. But we have the Rabbeinu Shalom. Our chelik is Hashem. Chelik Hashem amoy. Yaakov Chevan Achlosay. Our chelik is Hashem directly as Mashgiach and Klal Yisrael. So that's the pshat. Our chelik dashgoche is over us, not like goyim. What's the goyol? Where do we find a goyol in the Torah? You have two seirim on Yom Kippur, and you want to find out which one is Lashem and which one is Lazozel. So you make a goyol, right? The goyol is to find out the tafkid of a person. What he should be doing in his life. Right. So first of all, you mashgiach over us, and secondly, we have a different tafkid in our lives. Our tafkid is not like Mishpacha Yis HaAdom, it's like the families of the world, like the people of the world. Aleinu is not like Kol HaMoinam, like their masses. We have a tachlis in the world. We're chosen for a goal. That's Aleinu. We are chosen for something, to do something. This is not said in certain siddurim. That's why Artsko has in parentheses, because it was taken out by the censors. They didn't like us to say that Christianity is nonsense. I understand them. So they didn't want us to say they're buying down to hevel means nonsense and rik is emptiness. Right, so he made us take us out. But now, the advent of freedom of the press, it was put back. But still, it's put in parentheses because maybe a guy will say someday, what are you saying about us? And we're saying, look, this is put in parentheses. It's an ancient nusach, but it's no longer applicable. As you used to say. Shem Mishtachmi Mehevah Varik. They bow down the Hevel Varik. It's interesting, this Loshen, Hevel Varik. There are three kinds of Avodah Zarah. If I'm not mistaken, I saw this in the Perush of the Yitzchak Malzin. Hevel and Rik, there's three kinds of Avodah Zarah. There's one Avodah Zarah that doesn't exist altogether. Let's say the Greeks worshipped Zeus. No such thing as Zeus. He doesn't exist. It's a Hevel. They're worshipping nothing. Wind, hot wind, doesn't exist. Rik means it has no koyach. Let's say they worship Buddha. It's a statue. But it has no koyach. What can he do to you? That's rik. Rik means without koyach. And then some of them worship forces, heavenly forces, angels. They worship certain angels. That's Eil is an angel. Lo yoshia, the angel can't help you. What's the point of worshiping an angel? So this covers all the possible Avodah Zarah. Hevel doesn't exist. Rik exists, but it has no power. It's a statue. Right. And Eilei Yeshia is a malach that can't help you. They pray to malachim that can't help you. A malach exists, but it can't help you. All the Avodah Zarah that there are, they bow down to all of these nonsense, to all these Avodah Zarah. But we, Koirim, Umishtachavim, Umaydim. That's all three parts of ourselves. Koirim is our emotions. We bow down to you. Mishtachavim is our bodies prostrate themselves in front of you. Moedim is we speak, is with our verb, our words. So it's like nefesh, ruach, neshoma. With our bodies, we prostrate ourselves. With our emotions, we bow to you. We recognize your greatness. And with our voice, with our speech, we're moedim, we thank you. Koirim mishtachavim moedim. Lifnei melech, malchei amlochim. The king who has the power, oh, not rik, like the Avodah Zarah that have no power. First of all, he exists, right? He exists. He's beyond their comprehension, but he exists. And he's a melech malchei amlochim, he has koyach, the opposite of the hevel, the rik, and the elo yeshia. Right? He's a melech malchei amlochim, he's the king over all other kings. It means he has the power over all other kings. HaKodesh, the one who is beyond our comprehension, and Baruch Hu. These two words, they go together, they describe the whole emunah of a Jew. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond our comprehension, but he's not so beyond the comprehension that he has no connection with the world. He has a connection with the world. Baruch Hu means he has a connection with the world. And Kodesh means he's beyond our comprehension. Like the Rashba says, he's Nisto Mitzad Mahusoy, Beniko Mitzad Puloysov. He's Nisto because of his essence. We don't know who he is, but we see his actions. We see the world is created. We see a world. We see Anhoga, Ashkoche. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we always use that expression, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Also in Kedusha we say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem. It's the same thing, Kadosh Baruch Hu. We constantly say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't realize we're saying Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying the most profound description of the Jews' belief. That what the Kodesh is beyond our comprehension, and Baruch Hu, he has a connection with us. Right? That's that expression. It's Kodesh and Baruch. That's what we're saying every time we say Kedusha. Kodesh Baruch. So that's the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's the opposite of the Avodah Zarah. Now, what does he do? He spreads out the heavens and he established the earth. That means he has a connection with the world. He's not just on the heavens. Moshav Yekorei Vashemayim Mimal. Moshe Vikoro means his essence is far beyond our comprehension. Moshe Vikoro, Yoko is something precious. The place where he sits, at Kaviyoko, is that he sits, but he doesn't sit. The place where he is beyond our comprehension. Bashamay Mimal is in the heavens above, beyond our comprehension. But Shchinas Uzoi, that means Uza we had before a few times. Oiz represents his Ashgocha in the world, the way he runs the world. The Shekhinah Uza, the Shekhinah with which he directs the world, Begove Mereimim, it's the highest place on the world. It's in the world. The Rebbeinu Shlom is in the world. He directs the world, but it's in the highest place. Hu Elokeinu Ein Oid. He is Hashem and there's none other. Emes Malkeinu Efes Ulose. What does Emes Malkeinu mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Emes means you carry out your promise. So Hashem is Emes, means he promised, he's Yotze Bereishis, the mankind should recognize as a Berei Olam. That's Emes, it will come out, it will be carried out. Emes Malkeinu Ein Oid. Emes Malkeinu Efes Ulose, there's none besides him. Again, Hu Elokeinu Ein Oid. He is our God. There's no other. It means that the force that creates the world is Elokim. Ein Oid. There's no other force. Emes Malkeinu. The Rebbeinu Shalom is true. That means he'll carry out his wishes. Efes Eloses. There's nothing that can stand in his way. That's why different expression. When we come to Elokeinu, we're talking about a creator. Ein Oid. But we're talking about his carrying out his will. The Yotze Bereishis. Carry out the will to that mankind should recognize as a Berei Olam. Efes Ulose, there's no one who can stand in his way. Nothing can stand in his way. Man can't come up and say, Rebbeinu Shlom, I refuse to let you reveal yourself in the world. It'll never help, never work. You know he has bechira, but it won't work. Baruch Hashem will not let him. Lo bechema shfucha em lechalecha. Ever zulosa. Kakosu b'serasecho yedata yem v'ashivayza alvehek Hashem hu ha'elokim. Hashemayim imar v'alach z'betochas ein oy. All it is, Hashem hu ha'elokim, that means Hashem, the creator, is the one who is mashgiach in the world. Ein oy, there's no one else. What does this kakosu go on? On the hu ha'elokim ein oy. It goes on both things. Bashamayim imal ba'oros mitochas means in the Shemayim there's no one who created the world besides you. Ala'oros mitochas on earth there's no one that can. What is your purpose of making earth? That mankind should recognize you. No one can stop that recognition. So this pasuk includes both ideas. Hu elokeinu einoid emes makeinu efes elosim. Pasuk includes both things. Okay? Should I go over it or you remember everything? Huh? Remember everything you wrote down? You have everything. Al Kain, therefore, Mikav Lecho Hashem Lekainim. What's the Al Kain? What's the Al Kain? What's Al Kain mean? Therefore. What is therefore referring to? Because you said a Pusik. Hashem Lekim Bashemayim Imam Alas Mitochas Inuit. You said that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Alas Mitochas in the earth. Right, so we didn't see that yet. We see Hashem is Bashamayim Yimala, created a world. But where do we find that in a world, Allah is Mitachas Ein Oid? That's why we have to respond that we should see that. And that's why this is Malchius. That's why this Brocha, this Aleinu begins Malchius. Aleinu, the first paragraph, is not so much Malchius, just a recognition. It's a Benishlam. Now this part, Al Kain, is the beginning of Malchius. Malchus is the tefillah that the Bnei Shalom should be recognized by mankind. Al Kain, Kavelecho Hashem Lekeinu. We will look forward, Lios Mehera B'Siferes Uzecho, to see the glory of your Oiz. Remember, what does Oiz mean again? Your Anhogia of the world is Oiz, right? Three times already. Oiz is Anhogia. The splendor of your Oiz, meaning, let it be completely revealed that you are in charge of the world. That mankind completely recognizes B'Siferes Uzecho. How is that? How will you reveal yourself in the splendor of your strength? How will you reveal yourself? Evil will be destroyed. That's how. When evil is destroyed and mankind recognizes that the Tachlis is serving Hashem, that's Mashiach's times. And I think the difference in Gilulim and Elilim, Gilulim are those Avodah Zarah that have a form like a Buddha. Gilulim, a statue that you worship. That's Gilulim. So remove the Gilulim in Oras, remove the statues from the earth, the statues that people worship, the Rik. V'elilim, Kos Gereisen, and the worship of the Elilim, the worship of the angels, should be destroyed. You don't have to talk about Hevel because there's nothing to destroy. Right? There's nothing to destroy with Hevel. It doesn't exist in the first place. You say destroy Zeus. Zeus never existed. So you can't destroy. But the you can say that people should, you can destroy the physical idols of the world, and we can ask that no one should worship these gods, these malachim, where leading cause the reason they should be cut away, the worship of them should be cut away. Sakeno ilom malchus shakai, to correct the world, to repair the world, malchus shakai with the kingdom of Hashem u shakai. Why we use that word shakai here is a special reason, but anyhow, that's what we use. This is malchus Hashem, malchus shakai. How does that work when Hashem, the world works according to Hashem's will? Evil is punished immediately, and good is rewarded. All people should call out to you. Everyone should call out to Hashem. This is not yet, they're not keeping mitzvahs yet. All they're doing is calling out to you, recognizing there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So that all the evil people of the world will do tshuva, turn to you. Let all the mankind in the world, remember what Sevel meant? Tevel? Tevel is the inhabited part of the world. Right? All the inhabitants of the world recognize that all knees have to be bend to you. And when we bow down to something, when we machni ourselves, when we act subordinate, we do that only to Hashem. We don't bow down to anything else, anyone else. We swear only by Hashem's name. What does a swear mean? An oath mean? Oath means that you're saying, I swear by Hashem. That means, just like Hashem exists, I will do this object. The swear is like a way of making a statement that Hashem is the most important thing, and you're saying, just like Hashem is important, I will keep this, my word. I will do Ali today because I mentioned Hashem's name. So people will swear by you. The tongues of people will swear by you. The knees of people will bow to you. That's their subordination. The tongues will swear by you. Why do we repeat ourselves? The Teretz is like this. First, people have to recognize that that's important. Let them recognize that you have to bow down or swear by Hashem. And then let them actually do it. Let them actually kneel and fall before you. Right? You can recognize something and not live by it. People can recognize the Bnei Olam and not live by it. We're asking, let them live by it. Let them recognize that your name is precious, meaning recognize that God is beyond human comprehension. Let them know that. Let them not think of Hashem as some like their father. Beyond their comprehension, to the honor of your name, they'll give Yikor, they'll realize its preciousness. Like we had before, the word Yikor, just in the first paragraph. What was that lotion? Shchinas Zoi, Begavim, Remim. Moshav Yikoroi, Bashumai Mimal. Yikor means beyond. Yikor is just like Yikor is precious. If it's very rare, so we use that as an expression that Hashem has no contact with the world. It's Yikor. Let them recognize that they're beyond their comprehension. They'll accept the malchus, meaning they'll act in accordance with the Torah, with the mitzvahs. Accept the malchus shemayim. Not only will they accept it, but you will rule over them. You'll show taka that tzaddikim are rewarded and reshoim are punished. That's how Hashem will rule over the world. Malchus. The Malchus is yours and forever you will rule in COVID. Malchus means that you are in control of the world. And that's a tefillah of Malchus. This is Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Dikidavim. These psukim that we say after there were taken from the Malchus. You know, you're supposed to say three psukim of Torah, three psukim of Levim, three psukim of Ksuvim. So, these psukim that we say in the end of Aleinu were really taken from there. The first pasuk and last pasuk, Hashem Yimlech Lehem Vlev, and Amav Vlev Hashem Amelach Kolos, and Amav Yi Hashem Amelach Kolos. So, the Vilna Gaon holds, you just have to say the first pasuk. But everyone is not going to say the second pasuk, they say because you should be able to say Kaddish afterwards. Because if you say three psukim, then you can say Kaddish. So we said in the previous paragraph, we said, that's one pasuk, and he would say another to psukim. We should be able to say kaddish after davening, after aleinu. Sfaradim don't say kaddish after aleinu. Ashkenazim do. It's takishver. Ashkenazim is shver because you only say kaddish after a mizmor of tilim. You don't say after learning, but you don't say after tefillah. But that's why they say, Ashkenazim say these three psukim, because when you say three psukim of Torah, you can say Kaddish afterwards. Okay? Theta. I wanted to go further, but I just don't have Kaddish. Okay? Okay. Maybe tomorrow we'll learn Zechoinis. Okay?